Psalm 86. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. O you, my God, save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto you every day. So he's not just praying occasionally, he's praying every day. Now that's important, that we don't just pray and think, well, God didn't answer me, that's how it is. But that you pray every day, that although God will not answer just immediately, as you think he should, maybe, well, that's the point, to develop our trust in him. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good, and you're ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy to all those who call upon you. So God wants to forgive. He really loves forgiving. And so this encourages our repentance, that he loves to forgive. And of course, that's how we should be, to love to forgive, to want to forgive. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, that's the idols, there's none like you, O Lord. Neither are there any works like to the works that you do. So there is nothing that you can go to save you in the end, apart from God. You can't go to your money, you can't go to your car, to your family, to your wealth, to your house. Because none of those things can save you in the end. It is only God. So all the things that people worship as idols, that, oh, they think this is wonderful or that is so wonderful, well, you know, this is not going to save them in the end. All nations whom you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord, and will glorify your name. For you are great and you do wonderful things. You are God alone. So he's saying that in the end, all the nations are going to realize that their idols were no good, were nothing. That only the one true God is the one true God. And the more we understand that, and the quicker you understand that in life, the better. That thinking, oh, that this career, or that this wealth, or this car, or this relationship is going to be, that's all I need in life. No, it's not all you need in life. All these things are part of life. But in the end, God alone is to be God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. So our hearts, our mind is not to be wandering all over the place, just thinking about God now and again, but united to fear God. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you've delivered my soul from the lowest grave. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, plentiful in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength to your servant and unto the son of your handmaid. Show me a sign for good, that they who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. So you get the impression that David's a very lonely man. He's got so many people against him. And yet all he's interested in is having God on his side. And it's the proud ones who rose up against him and violent people who were against him. It's pride that is the problem with all of us, and that is the problem all the way through, as it was in David's life. And we should want to be taught God's way. Teach me your way, O Lord. But it's one thing to pray that, but it requires that we actually want to go God's way, because he might answer that prayer and show you a way that you don't like. So we've got to, as he says here, have a united heart, a heart that is totally united, that I want one thing, and that is relationship with God.